Hello, my name is Father Jerry McGlone. I'm a Jesuit priest and senior research fellow at Georgetown University, working in the Berkeley Center for Religion, Peace, and World Affairs. Today is December 23rd, Wednesday of the fourth week of Advent. The readings from Malachi and the Psalm 25, and the story of how Zechariah will speak and name his child John the Baptist, remind me of three different images or words that I'd like to share. Being the 23rd of December, this evening's Vespers will begin with the last of the O antiphons. And so the first word that comes to mind is Emmanuel. The second is this amazing story of Elizabeth and Zechariah. Reminds me of the word courage. And finally, anticipating Christmas Eve and Christmas Day in the readings, I'm reminded of a poem of Mary Oliver about joy. Let us begin with the first word, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, as you all know, means God is with us. It is the last title of the O antiphons. As King and Lawgiver, Desire of Nations, Savior of all people, come and set us free. Lord our God, Isaiah had prophesied, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall be with child, bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. God is with us. The O antiphons remind me, especially in this time of pandemic, in this time of political crises and the tiredness of the year 2020, of just how much we need and how much the old antiphons speak of a moaning, speak of a groaning earth in anticipation of what new life can be like this Christmas season. God is with us. O come, Emmanuel. The second word is the courage of Elizabeth and Zechariah to speak the name John when no one in their family had that name, but listening to the word of God and then following through with that promise is key for both Elizabeth and Zechariah. If you recall, Zechariah had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to burn incense in the temple and was struck dumb, when he couldn't speak anymore, having experienced the angel of the Lord, because he had doubted the Lord that he too would bear a son. He would not be able to speak a word until the word he would speak would be the name John. The courage for Zechariah and Elizabeth in their elderly state to bear forth a son who, in the words of the prophet Malachi, would prepare the way for the Lord. Courage reminds me of Walter Burkhardt's last essays when he spoke of his own macular degeneration and his decreased abilities to see and to be able to know where he was walking and to be able to be told what the word of God was. Here he was, a famous Jesuit preacher and theologian who could not see and could not walk by himself anymore. And in that humility, he used the word and the image of courage in this sense, that it takes courage to believe the sun is rising when you cannot see it. It takes courage to trust someone when they lead you down the path that you cannot see anymore. And it takes courage to preach the word of God that you cannot read anymore. The third and final word is joy. The joy of Elizabeth and of Zechariah. the joy of this season that we so crave in this year of pandemics and political upheavals and racial injustice. I'm reminded of this wonderful poem of Mary Oliver that I leave you with this day. If you suddenly and unexpectedly feel joy, don't hesitate. Give in to it. There are plenty of lies and whole towns destroyed or about to be. We are not wise and not very often kind, and much can never be redeemed. Still, life has some possibility left. Perhaps this is its way of fighting back. That sometimes something happened better than all the riches or power in the world. It could be anything, but very likely you notice it in the instant when love begins. Anyway, that's often the case. Anyway, whatever it is, don't be afraid of its plenty. Joy is not made to be a crumb. On this eve before Christmas Eve, may you taste the bounty of the Lord. May you feel the plenty of a joy yearned for in this year of many darknesses. And yet, when we look to the skies, how we see the splendor and joy of light. May God be praised.